This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a little bit of a strange week. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We got one teaser, one Thursday drop-in from Jeeps. And he's like, you know what? I can't with
you guys.
It
was too much. He'd been off for so long.
Yeah, not you.
He's like, I can't do a full 2 days in a row.
I have to look at Danny? No. Nope. Hard pass. It's G&D on The Fan. Tobes in for GP. 80% of the days this week, you're like a star defensive end. In terms of the snap count and rotation. I'd like to officially welcome back to the District of Columbia, the Federal City, our very own world traveler, our man in Maine, a little bit redder than he was before.
Mm-hmm. From the lobster?
Both on the skin and in the Tokas region because of his travel woes. Ryan Christopher Clary Esquire, corporate liaison, man about town. And traveler, Ryan Clary's back, everybody. Ryan Clary, the audience loves it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I feel very welcome today. It's been a fun day so far.
I love it. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad all the travel stuff. I'm glad we didn't cause any fights with our shenanigans on the radio. We got ginned up a little bit. We sort of went back and forth, and all of a sudden, accusations started flying. And I think people were texting your mom asking if there was big news, and we kind of ruined your week, I would say.
No, I mean, my week was already around. I mean, you touched about it. I mean, I had multiple flights canceled. Again, no weather, no mechanical issues. Still don't know why flights were
just
canceled.
Just a Wednesday.
It was just a Wednesday, literally a Wednesday, and they canceled a flight again yesterday morning. So finally made it back last night, and I'm happy to be back at work, guys. Happy to be back.
We got a good little show planned for you guys. We're going to do some Terry. We'll do that here in a moment. Cancellation of a major television show. That's a pretty big deal, sort of in the waves of entertainment media. We'll get to that. We'll talk over-under sack totals for Washington's best triumvirate of pass rushers as determined by me. We'll go through that in the 4 o'clock hour. We got some winning off the field, Beltway Blitz, Grant Nanny's Tony's Mailbag, a grand old radio program for you. The Nats are back in action tonight. Yay, Dad. I don't know.
I'll be at the ballpark.
I know you will. You're my guy. I'll probably get out there once this weekend. I don't know, man. It feels very, usually it's like all-star breaks almost over. I'm looking at my watch going, when can I get back home and tune in again? Well, it's part of the routine. And it's stripped away from you for really 4 days with the festivities in between. I don't feel that way this year. I don't know why. It's not like they've been good in previous years, and I'm bum now. It's like there's something else going on here, Tobes, where it just doesn't feel as exciting to me.
Yeah, right now I have the little bit of a Wizards corollary with the Nationals. I'm going to go over there to see the San Diego Padres tonight. And then their next series, I'm going to go over there to see Ellie De La Cruz and the Cincinnati Reds. I'll be excited to see James Wood at bats. I'm excited to see Mackenzie Gore on the hill on Sunday. I'm excited to see what CJ Abrams does. End of story. I'm going to go there to watch the San Diego Padres and the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, so they're back in action tonight. They'll be right here on these airwaves. We'll be out here at 6:15 to make room for Charlie and Dave, the best in the biz. Let's play a little game. to start this radio program today. Before we get to your latest Kurt Angle on Terry McLaurin, a player you may have heard of, the way I think we should do this, Tobes, is we'll start by one question and a guess. And then the three of us will go around the room. Does that sound fair to Darius?
Sure.
Does that sound fair to you, Tobes? So one question and a guess, right? So without further ado, I bring back in corporate Ryan Clary, corporate liaison, general practitioner of corporate tactics. Oh, yeah, the audience is excited to see him again. Little game show music, if you would. The game is, who did Ryan see in the airport? Who did Ryan see in the airport? Any details you want to start with? Keep it very scant so we can get some guessing going here.
Yeah, so I will say I did not talk with this person.
Okay.
And that person was not on my flight. This was someone that I saw at the airport, and I saw this person while I was waiting for my ride back home. So that's how we got it.
Okay, this does not count as my question.
Okay.
But you are certain it was this person?
Yep, 100%
confirmed
certain.
By other people you were traveling
confirmed
with?
Confirmed by
like,
other
yeah,
people.
That's obvious? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let me see. Let's go. D. Darius is D-A-R. I'm D-A-N. I was going to do alphabetical. No, I'll do that. Okay, Dameron is D-A-N-R. A-D-R. So alphabetical order, last name. Toby first, Darius second, me third. There we go. That took way too long in my head to figure out. You have first question or first guess.
Ryan, is this person an athlete?
Yes.
I got no guess.
Okay.
Very well. You seed your guess. You can just guess an athlete.
I already... Cooper Flagg.
That is wrong.
That was my first guess because it's an athlete from Maine, and
yes.
I went, that's where Cooper Flagg's from.
Yep.
And I would have been furious if that's all we got for the guessing game.
No.
Who did Ryan see at the airport, Terrence?
Ryan, is this person on a television network broadcast regularly?
No.
Okay. I was thinking it's Northeast, maybe ESPN personality or something. Okay. I don't really have a guess, so I'm just going to throw out somebody. You saw Jaylen Brown.
Nope.
All right.
Well, would you want me to actually here after this, I'll maybe give a hint.
Then we can start giving hints. We'll narrow it down.
Darius guessing a Boston athlete was not anywhere near the top.
I know Maine's in the Northeast and Boston's up there and being a stupid city. So that's
is this a current male DC athlete?
Yes, this is a current male DC athlete.
Wow.
This person was coming back from Maine, which means they're not. You're saying, oh, okay. You raised your fingers to say that's not true.
I saw this person at Reagan National Airport. I saw this male DC athlete at the airport. He was not on my flight. I will say that.
Oh, at Reagan?
At Reagan Airport.
Oh, that's different. See? I didn't
care
for it.
Okay. This is a male DC athlete that is currently coming into town. And that's when you saw him. You didn't see him in Maine. You saw him coming back into town. You saw Mackenzie Gore returning from the All-Star game.
Wow. No. Wrong.
Let's see. Is this person 6'7"?
No.
Okay, well then that takes out my
James.
Yeah, that
was, I said where you're going there.
You saw CJ Abrams coming back.
Wrong. Would you guys like a hint?
No, because now it's not fair.
Okay, that's fair.
Go around again, yep.
Does this person play one of the four major sports?
This person does play one of the four major sports.
I should have went a specific sport instead of being that generic. That would have been better. All right. You saw... Maybe you saw Trey Amos coming into town.
Wrong.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Is this dude a white?
This dude is not a white.
He's not a white.
Not a
great
white.
Question.
Okay. So I great moved.
Question.
I moved. I had the hockey reference pulled up. Let me get off of that. Let me see.
We have a brother on the hockey
yeah,
team
could
now.
Could be. What's
be
that
Justin,
new? What's
the Justin Sourdough?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It could be
that's right. I was thinking of last year's roster. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. Okay. You saw. You saw Marcus Smart coming back to the airport.
I did not see Marcus Smart. Would you guys like a hint?
Yeah, now you can hint.
Yes, please.
This person plays for the Washington Commanders.
Okay. Okay. There we go.
All right.
My Trey Amos guess was pretty good then.
How would you describe this guy's hairstyle?
Nope, not a yes or no.
Okay, we got to use it. Does this guy have dreads?
Yes.
Wow. Oh.
Gotta think of who has dreads. You saw Johnny Newton.
Wrong.
I don't know if he still has dreads. I think he shaved his head.
Does this person play on the defensive side of the ball?
He does not.
Oh, wow. Did you see Josh Connerly?
I did not.
Oh, darn it.
Is this a skill position player?
This is a skill position player.
Whoa. Did you see Noah Brown?
I did not see Noah Brown, Danny.
Holy smokes.
Come on, guys.
See, I'm thinking rookies, because rookies are coming in reported today. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm off, though.
You said skill position?
Skill position.
Is this guy a rookie?
This guy is not a rookie.
Oh, well, there we go.
Michael Gallup.
I did not see Michael Gallup.
Good grief.
I mean, I feel like you guys are dancing around this. I think you all will be so mad that you did not get this. I'm not going to lie.
Did you see Terry McLaurin?
I did not see Terry McLaurin.
Oh, well, damn.
This person has dreads.
Poor use of your question, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, dreads. Darn it.
Is this a running back?
This is not a running back.
Did you see Jaden Daniels?
I did not see Jaden Daniels. This person has dreads.
Son of a beast.
You guys keep on guessing people with that.
I know.
Dreads.
That's what I'm saying. This person play wide receiver.
This person does play wide receiver.
KJ Osborne.
I saw KJ Osborne
Son of a
waiting
bitch.
For his bags at the airport. I believe he was coming off a Minnesota flight.
Let's
yesterday.
Go.
He was waiting there in the back. We had the same baggage claim for whatever reason. Sitting there very nicely, very nice guy. Never said anything, but he was just
there.
How
do you
know
he was a nice guy? He could have been a terrible dude.
I'm sure he could have been, but he was just there. No
He's
one
there.
Recognized him.
Right.
No one recognized him.
I will say this. I would not recognize KJ Osborne.
So at first, I'm good with faces. So I saw him, and I was talking to my girl. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's KJ Osborne.
I know that guy, yes.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure that might be a Commanders player. And then I looked him up, and I Googled him. I was kind of had it side by side with him, and she was like, please don't do that. Like, he's going to recognize or he's going to notice that you're doing this,
yep.
Make it really weird. And, yeah.
Did you do the super subtle, hold it up to take a picture also? Like,
no.
Pretend you're looking for a signal?
Yeah, did you exactly. do, take a picture with flash on and all that stuff?
I knew I was going to go there, Toby, but no, I did not. But I did confirm that it was KJ Osborne. Drove off in a very nice car, by the way.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
Nice
surprise.
Guy. Nice guy. Coming from Minnesota.
Say, the professional football player, a nice vehicle. by the way, Toby's joke, which went over everyone's head except for mine, I snagged it and put it in my pocket. Thank you. The incident that he's talking about is Ryan took a picture of Jose Altuve at a place called Grano, which is in West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. Delightful Italian joint.
So good.
Highly recommend it. It is so choice if you happen to be in the neighborhood. So the point of the dude's story is Altuve couldn't get a table. And we're just sitting there like pudgy zilches on like this one high top. There's like a group of like six or seven of us just hoovering food away. And Altuve is up at the front desk, and he's asking, and he's like, I'll sit outside. There's like, we don't have outside seating. He goes back and forth, and Ryan, about as subtle as a train wreck, puts his phone up, like leans out with it. Not like the, I'm just sort of looking at it on the side and click a picture. Leans and like looks at the guy over his phone, takes the picture with one of the, like a flash of lightning goes off.
Yes.
In this dark, this dimly lit, nice restaurant. It was so cringeworthy.
After we'd already told him, dude, you're so obviously taking a picture. He's like, it's not obvious. It's not obvious.
Yeah, that's right. He actually was defiant about how unobvious it was before taking the obvious picture of Jose Altuve.
It was bad. That was a bad moment in my career. I'm not going to lie. That was really rough.
Is that your highlight there?
It was not my highlight. But I did not take a picture of KJ Osborne yesterday. I respected his privacy.
There you go.
And honestly, I was just Rick.
Also,
I was Rick.
Yeah, and also not a highlight for Jose Altuve. World Series champion. Couldn't get a table.
I do kind of love that we got a table over Jose Altuve. We can always hold that over his head.
Yeah, 100%.
That's great.
I mean, we reserved a table. He just showed up expecting to be Jose Altuve, expecting to be sat. And they couldn't put up a little high top for him or a little high chair. He's tiny.
You can leave out the reserve part.
I'm just saying.
It makes the story better that got a table over him.
Right. Just zilches. Sitting down there. Hey, anybody else love journalism and sports? You ever have a fantasy team? And he's just over there like, can I have a table? They're like, no.
By the way, what was the pizza we got there this last year? Me and you shared?
Yeah, we shared a pizza.
Which one was that?
What was it called?
Yeah, what was it? It was like a hot honey. Was it like a hot honey thing?
Could have been, yeah.
It was incredible.
I'll never remember that. I don't remember the names of the menu items. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, but it was so good.
I know.
I'm not worried about the name of the menu.
Well, I don't. Who steered? Would I ever steer you wrong?
No. Come you on, would not.
Was that your first introduction? I know we have a show to do, but we're just talking now. Was that your first introduction to the side of pizza? Is that the first time you and I have done that together?
A little bit. It's funny because we all kind of were like, should we share a side of pizza? And then Ryan's like, let me get the kiddie pizza. Grant obviously wanted to go with it. And I was like, let's get the grown-up pizza, Danny. Let's share our
stuff. Right. So I was like, hey, here's some of the different things. And like Grant's like, well, if the pizza has anything other than pepperoni, I can't do it. I'm like, okay, I don't have time. We're at a really nice restaurant. They do some good stuff here. And Ryan was like, look at this picture of Jose Altuve. I'm like, okay, I can't talk to you. Darius told us to go shove it where it don't shine.
Correct.
You know what I mean? He was like, don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me. If you could sit at another table, I'd like that. So you and I got together, and we had an adult pizza with a little hot honey on that SOB.
Incredible.
Oh, it was delicious. The place rules. I almost want to go back to spring training just for that. Not for like good Nats content. Just to go to Grano.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm going to start the radio program. And we delayed a long time. That was almost 20 minutes of kind of meandering around. The guessing game took longer than I wanted. But whatever. Here we are. Here's where we're going to start the show. Tobias Funke brought this up the other day. And it was percolated in my brain. Look at the calendar. Look at the Washington football calendar. Just to refresh you, August 8th. So that is not this week. Next week is the week of July 21st. Week after that is July 28th, so that's 2 weeks. The following week, bear with me, is August 4th. So 3 weeks plus a handful of days from right now, they're going up to New England for joint practices and to eventually play their first preseason game against the Patriots. And that was the point that you'd kind of brought up, Tobes, where you'd go, man, now I'll be panicked, or now I'll be frustrated, now I'll be upset, now I'll be kind of, you know, escalating this thing in my panic rankings if McLaurin's not signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, basically because the joint practices are going to be 2 days before, so August 6th, and then you have the game August 8th. And when you get to that point, Danny, you're starting to get to real football. You're starting to get to we're installing stuff. We're getting ready for the season. And now you're starting to interfere with the real preparation for things. If he misses a couple days at the beginning of camp and he rolls in July 28th, yeah, he missed the first couple days, but he's going to be just fine. He'll get up to speed. But as soon as you start getting past that first preseason game, now I got to wonder, okay, does he need about a week to get up to speed in terms of just being able to do everything? And now do I have to be a little extra careful on the workload? Now you're getting into the second preseason game and getting closer to the third preseason game. And do I have to be careful that he's not going to pull a hammy? Do I need to worry that he's not going to have some sort of soft tissue? And all of a sudden, you're getting into week one, and you haven't had multiple weeks of real work to get in, and now it's affecting you early in the season. I cannot have that. Anything before that, whatever. Well, you know, all the stuff behind the scenes where we're talking about, is it hurting in the future? Well, we can worry about that down the line. I need this football season to be 100%, and so I need Terry McLaurin to get this thing figured out with the team, whichever side you're on. I need this to be done before it starts really affecting what could happen early this season, because you can't get off to a slow start. You don't want that.
You know, yeah, not when you're trying to compete for something.
Exactly. So if this season truly is about a Super Bowl, which I think it clearly is, right? You were in the NFC Championship game last year. If you're trying to make the playoffs and hopefully go on a long run again, you need to be ready to go from the jump. I can't have Terry McLaurin getting into the middle of training camp and then finally showing up, because then it kind of hampers how effective this offense can be right out of the chute.
So that's Toby. I'm Danny. Here's the question at 800-636-1067. It can be today. You can be at this level right now if you want to be. It can be tomorrow, next week, whatever. When is the point in this preseason, regular season ramp-up calendar for the football team where if Terry still isn't signed, sealed, and delivered, it escalates for you? You know what I mean? Like whatever level you're at, let's say I'm now at a 12 concern. Still not very high on the 1 to 100 scale. If he's not there by blank day, if he's not there for, I'm just saying this, I'll tell you my real opinion in a moment. If he's not there by the second preseason game where they're actually going to get all the work in and he's not going to play a full quarter, well, now I'm going, uh-oh, I'm going to escalate. I'm now ramping up my concern level or my pissed off level. All my emotions, which right now are kind of, I'm not really moved by any of it. But if it gets worse and he's still not here, now I'll start to get way more concerned. What's your date? What's your marker on the calendar? You could already be there. You're allowed to be. That's my question. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's Grant Danielle, the Fan. Toby in for GP. The question for you, what's your drop dead date? What's the point of no return? What's the time where on our football calendar, you say, you know what? We can't afford to be without Terry anymore. You got to fix it right now. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You can follow Toby Altizer at Toby_Altizer. Follow me, yours truly, old Fanny Mouye, a.k.a. Ranny Douye, at Funny Danny. Tony does, and he tweeted me, shout out J.P. Finlay, the following. It's 3 days ago when he spoke. A good day to start being concerned. Right? That's totally fine. You can be in that red alert camp. Welcome back. It's Grant Danny here on The Fan. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Toby brought this up the other day, the first preseason game with that combined joint practice work up there at New England. The joint practices, I have long been an advocate for those. It took Washington forever to kind of get on board with that's what the world was doing. Yes, please. That's where the best work comes. Not the preseason games anymore where you show nothing. You know, you're basically getting out there for a series, blocking once, running a couple of routes, then going to sit down with a towel around your neck and you get interviewed by Clinton Portis. That ain't it. The real work is those joint practices where you can run scenarios, you get looks against other teams that not necessarily scheming you up, but instead of just going against your guys where you know everything, you go up against the strangers, that adrenaline, but it's still controlled. That's what I'm all about. So for me, the point of no return, or the point that I'll say, all right, this is now hurting us, hurting Terry, hurting the team, every part about it, where I'll just, my emotions, there'll just be more of it. Monday, August 18th. That's the second preseason game. If Terry isn't locked and loaded by then, I'm now going, I need to change my eye line on this.
Sure.
Because all along, I've just sort of thought, we have a GM. He's currently doing GM things. Really not much to see here. And I know that's harsh and sounds diminishing. It's not. Terry's going to get a lot of money. He'll be here. He'll be their number one option in the receiving game. And we will go forward. It may not be the exact dollar amount he wants right now. It may not be the perfect amount of guaranteed money. But my point is, team's got a lot of leverage. Terry's really good. Everybody recognizes that. The GM is currently GMing. We should all just act accordingly. That's been my view. If we get to the second preseason game and that hasn't happened, it means that the animus might be genuine. Because remember, we've seen, not Terry, but we've seen players go, I never want to play here again. Trade me. They get signed. I will never play in this. Oh, what's that? Sure, Cleveland Browns. I'll sign my name, Miles Garrett, on the dotted line. You've seen it a million times. You'll see it a million more. The rhetoric is just that. It's rhetoric. It's public pressure. It'll mean if we're still not done here by the middle of August, then I might need to realign myself and my way of thinking, Tobes. That might actually mean he's on the, you actually do want to be traded, or I don't want to play here, or now I'm furious, or you've lost the goodwill. You lost your benefit of the doubt here. You've taken one of your special prizes. You've taken the guy that is the example of the organization to everybody and turned it sour. You've ruined it. If he's not there by the second preseason game, I'll feel that way.
Which, by the way, too, if you're looking at, you said August 18th is the date of that game.
Mm-hmm.
August 21st, they have another joint practice here in Ashburn against the Ravens.
Right.
I think that's incredible time for work to get done.
Yes.
Nobody's going to play in that third preseason game of note, right? That's kind of where you evaluate who's going to make the back end of the roster. But those joint practices are going to be probably the best work that's at the end of camp. That's the best work they're going to get in before they make their final cuts and then start gearing up for week one. And if you're not signing until August 18th, then there's a real shot that you're not able to go fully out in that joint practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me is the point here. I'm a little bit earlier, like I said, I'm the first preseason game basically when they go up for those joint practices in New England, because that's where a lot of work gets done. And you're right. I think these things are fantastic because it allows you to get a different look. You know, when you go against the same guy in practice every single day and it's the same group, you know the little idiosyncrasies, the little things that every single player does. And so you know how to be able to beat that specific guy. But you never play that guy on the actual football field because they're on your team. So to be able to go up against different guys, like, you know, eventually Terry McLaurin is going to have clips against Marshawn Lattimore, assuming he shows up to camp. And he's going to have clips against Trey Amos. But he's going to learn those guys, and that's going to happen. I need to see what he looks like against Christian Gonzalez and those guys up there, right? So I think this is a fantastic opportunity to get work in and get ready for week one. If you're missing those, that to me is the time where it's like, all right, this might be a bit of a problem because now you're starting to impact how the early season is going to go.
800-636-1067. When do you kind of change your alert status? When do you kind of say, hey, this is now hurting Terry, hurting the team? This is now more than just the normal course of business. Could be yesterday. Could be a week ago. Could be in a month. What's your date? Let's go to Ryan in D.C. first up on this. Ryan, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, pal.
Hey, listen, I know, and obviously just reiterating what you guys both said, the first preseason game, the second preseason game, I think that's when the heads start to come loose a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think the deadline was when Garrett Wilson just signed that massive contract and kind of, you know, resetting the market. I mean, you see it with the cornerbacks being signed. Surtain signed early. Got him for good market value. Obviously, you know, in business, you don't pay guys based on emotion, but when you got a guy, one of two or three that's, you know, been with the team since, you know, the Redskins and moving forward into the Commanders, you know, you got to factor that in a little bit. And Terry being the player he was for, you know, the majority, you know, if not every season, only one season under 1,000 yards, you got to pay the guy. We want him here as fans. He's obviously an integral part of what we're doing. A young JD5 thrown at him is electric. You know, the fan base needs it. City needs it. We have faith in Adam Peters, though. I know he's working his magic back there. But my deadline was when Garrett Wilson signed because I'm like, oh, boy, you know, where do we go from here?
Interesting. Yeah, so. No, I hear you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Steve, Virginia, When do you start to change? When do you start to escalate the rhetoric here?
What's up, Steve?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. Enjoy your show.
Appreciate you.
I think it's right now, because in all honesty, I have an issue with Terry because he's signed a contract and he should honor it. I think he's a great receiver, but let his play on the field do the talking. If he's a free agent next year and he has another great year, he's going to be able to demand almost any salary he wants.
Appreciate you, dude. So just I've heard that sentiment a couple times, Tobes, and just to clarify from folks, and I'm not ripping Steve, but that's pretty much just not, I don't want to say it's not done, because guys become free agents. It does happen. They're free agent receivers every year. But if there's any interest in signing the guy from the team's perspective, and there is, by the way, otherwise this wouldn't be happening to some degree, you don't go into the last year of a deal without any kind of understanding that I'm either walking away at the end of this thing or I'd like to be here. Terry said he's trying to be here, and he's trying to get that deal done the same way the team is, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's just pretty common practice. I understand the sentiment. But again, it's just totally different from anything that we ever experienced. But yeah, I mean, he's under contract for this season to his point. And maybe if push comes to shove, like you've pointed out plenty of times, there are franchise tags available. Maybe you could go that route. But I think if you're starting to go that route, you could end up getting even messier than what we've seen this week.
Yeah, messy. Like, my solutions are not clean, fun solutions. A lot of people would be pissed off. But that's part of the business element of things. Like, can you compartmentalize that and go play football? I think Terry's a professional. He probably could. But would he want to? Would you get the same engaged guy? Hard to say. Let's go to Tommy Ashburn. When do you start to change your tune a little bit when it comes to Terry? What date?
Hey, guys. I love your show, especially Toby. I love your knowledge on baseball. I got two things to say. Number one, I'm not worried about it at all. I think he will get signed. He won't get what he wants. One of the things that I hear on talk radio is what he's done for us and what a great player he's been. I get that. He's a great component to our team. But he's 30, and this is a business, and they're looking forward. They got all kinds of numbers on people who are 30 years old or more receivers. They got all the data in the world. I think Adam knows what he's doing. I think this thing will be drawn out. Adam's MO in San Francisco has been a lot of last-minute deals. And the only thing I didn't like about – one final thing. The only thing I didn't like about Terry's press conference, which I thought was terrific, when he said it really wasn't about the money. Hey, man, when people say it's really not about the money, hey, it's about the money.
I believe it's about the money. Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, it's definitely about the money. And maybe it's not specifically like the dollar amount. It's more so about what he talked about earlier, saying his worth and the respect and stuff. But yeah, it's definitely about the money.
Yeah, that's how you show it, right? Let's go to Richard, Fort Washington. When do you start to kind of ramp up the rhetoric here? When this is just business and now it's no longer just business and it's cause for real concern?
Hey, Danny, Toby, how you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Well, my meter is not at the point of no return, but I'm very concerned, like, right now. I think it should be right now. I know the first caller mentioned Garrett Wilson. So, you know, I'm worried about Terry's demeanor. You know, I'm worried about him saying, hey, you know, this guy – you know, came through Ohio State after me. I pretty much paved the way for him. My stats are just as good or not or better than him. And so what, he's 5 years younger than me. That doesn't mean that he'll be more productive than me. So, you know, I just need Terry very motivated, like right now, so he can go into the season on a high note.
Appreciate you, dude. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 is the number. You could say it's right now, like Richard just did, and I buy that, by the way. So I think if you believe that this gets worked out, all of those negative emotions and all the things we saw from Terry the other day, believe that that'll be gone. You know what I mean? Like, if the right offer with the right commas and the right numbers are on that piece of paper that he gets to sign, he'll be right as rain. He'll be tap dancing to work, right?
Yeah.
But if it gets drawn out and becomes more antagonistic, and you get another month where they're not talking or whatever, the is real or not there, I don't know. Then it might not be the case. I don't know that a pro like him, who's gone through what he has here, would be so soured by the business of a contract negotiation that he would just quit on you and tank and not be a good teammate at any point in time. I don't think that's Because the whole, to me, the whole argument of paying him is that that's not who he is, right? He's not the guy that's going to say, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm going to read a book on the sideline. Or I'm going to put a finger in the face of my quarterback who's getting hit a million times and yell at him to throw me the football and tantrum this way and that way and be on my 15th team in 3 years. That's not who that dude is. So you believe that's not who that dude is, then why would he start being that with this bit of another bit of adversity coming his way?
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to be the case. My thing is, I think that this will get done. I just don't want it to affect the actual football on the field, because you need to
that's
be able to get better as the season goes on. Remember last year, they got off to a bit of a slow start, and then by the end, Terry even said this in his press conference, said, you know, we got off to a slow start, by the end we were cooking. Yeah, that's what you want to start with, right? You want to start kind of on page, you know, whatever page, not just starting again on phase one of things. So I'd prefer that they get this thing done as soon as possible just for that reason, but I do think he ultimately gets this thing done.
Grant and Danny here on The Fan, Toby in for GP. 3 o'clock, got a different Kurt Angle on this thing. It's about the timing in a big picture sense. We'll get into that, but first your calls, more on this, 800-636-1067. When do you start kind of ramping up the concern level and some of the rhetoric when it comes to Terry McLaurin not having signed yet with Local 53? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We got a shakeup in late night television. Talk to you about that in a moment. But let's finish these telephone calls. You were kind enough to dial, so we'll be courteous enough to take those phone calls from. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Tobes in for GP. Before we move, the topic is this. At what point do you kind of go, uh-oh? Because if you're like me, I'm still fairly calm about this whole Terry team thing. right? I'm going, we have a GM. The GM is GMing. The player's really good. Everybody's gets it. It's just a matter of everybody's pulling whatever lever they can to try to get the most money or try to pay the least money, as is the case. I am not panicked just yet. I get that some folks are. Totally reasonable, by the way, because this is our little Terry, and we don't do this very often. 800-636-1067. At what point do you kind of go, uh-oh? And if it's now, totally allowed. Zeke, Southeast, what's on your mind, bud?
Hey, for me, it's uh-oh right now.
You're now?
If you look at it now, Terry, this is probably going to be his last opportunity to get the biggest amount of money he can get. Don't you guys agree?
100%.
So
he's looking at all the number ones, and they all got like 4 year, over 100 grand. And I think what we're looking at, the Commanders, Peter said, man, I can't give you a fourth year for another $30 million. Would you probably accept $30 million over 3 years? So I think if Terry doesn't concede to have a shorter term, then I think if he's not signed by a training camp, they may allow him to seek a trade. That's just my feeling.
Man, appreciate that. I've heard a couple people posit the trade thing. Am I stupid for not seeing it? Because if there was ever a possibility of a trade, it would have been before this draft, wouldn't it?
Well, and it would have been obvious that they were considering that by drafting somebody much higher than the fourth round.
Right, like a future, normally round here, I'd be all in favor of that. Not coming off a 12-5 NFC title game appearance team with aspirations of doing big things, mm-hmm. with a quarterback finally. Normally I'd go take, if we have a commodity that's 30 years old, as good as he's been and awesome as he's been here as a person but and a player, I'd go, yeah, go get me a couple first round picks or something. Get me a grand package in return. Not right now. I need something to help me this year if I'm making a trade. And I don't see that necessarily, unless you find some sort of Goldilocks deal where you get a future pick and a really productive player that they think could fit in their scheme and system. I just don't see it, Tobes.
No, they need to get somebody that would be able to help out if they were going to trade him. So I just don't think it would make a whole lot of sense, because nobody's probably giving you a big-time wide receiver that could help you out right now. And if you look at this receiving core without Terry, I don't think that you would say that that's a winning wide receiver core. Granted, I don't know that you would have said last year's wide receiver core was a winning wide receiver core. So maybe they still think that they could get it done.
Vince, Akakeek, where you at?
What's good, guys?
Hey, man.
My uh-oh is today. I've been screaming it to anybody who would listen to me. Now, I was on took the intake call with Durris, and I asked, was media out there today? He said no media. So that scrapped my initial reason for my panic meter for the day, because I felt like, media's out there. Most people try to be stand-up media people, but you got some people who like to be salacious. So somebody's going to ask one of these rookies, how you feel about the Terry deal. And I felt like that would be unfair to a rookie to make them have to answer that question, or even have to toe the company line of, I'm going to let the guys upstairs do their job and I'm going to just worry about doing mine. I felt like that would be selfish. But Derek said nobody was out there today. So cool. But we're human. Me and you are talking about Terry's contract.
Yep.
So you think people who are actually in that room who play football are not talking about Terry's contract?
Totally. You're right.
Like, my second point for it is, Terry said, yeah, we got to a so far last year, then we got cooking and all that. That was Terry being a pro like he's always been. Terry did not want to say we got to a so far because Cliff was too stubborn to move me around this offense. So they finally started moving Terry around the offense. Things started getting clicking. Things started moving. But Cliff did not take full responsibility for it, so he blamed it on the other players. I can't move Terry because nobody else really knows what to do in the other spots. Okay, so now we started moving people around. We got a little bit of taste of what that looked like towards the end of the season. Wouldn't it be great to expound into that going into the new year with new players? Well, we can't do that because Terry's not in training yet.
Vince, love it. Good phone call, buddy. Ben Hyattsville, last word on this.
What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
My uh-oh moment was the press conference, because what that showed me was Terry's overplayed his hand. And management has made an offer they probably think is fair. And didn't Terry say that he hasn't heard from management in weeks?
Yeah, he said a month. Yeah,
over a month. Yeah.
So what he's saying there is, I'm waiting for them to come back with more money. And it sounds like they don't want to. And I really think that management wants to send a message that we're building a culture, a winning culture, whether you're in or you're out. And frankly, for all the talk about Terry being a stand-up guy, he is showing a lot of selfishness, in my opinion. And I think management doesn't want to set a precedent where they're showing that that's going to work.
Thank you, buddy.
Real quick, though, how could Terry be overplaying his hand here? Like, he missed the OTAs in minicamp. I'd assume he's going to hold out a training camp, but he still hasn't done anything like that. If he's asking for $30-plus million, someone would be willing to give that to him. Maybe not this team, and I think they'll get there, but someone would be willing to. And if that's the case, I'm going to ask for that from my current organization.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's the right turn of phrase, but I understand the point.
Yeah,
I get
his point about being a little bit selfish.
Yeah, and by the way, contract negotiations are. He's not asking for Ben Sinnott to get a raise. You're going and advocating for yourself. So it is an inherently selfish thing. But I think overplaying his hand, I understand the sentiment. I don't think that's what's happened here. He's using every means at his disposal to try to increase his compensation. I would suggest you guys at your jobs do the same thing. Interesting. Good conversation about that. I wanted to get to this super quick, Tobes. Stephen Colbert is out at CBS. And what's interesting about it is it's not a Stephen Colbert's being fired.
Yeah.
My understanding is they're going to not do the late show anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I care about it. Like, I'm old enough, dating myself here, to remember when Johnny Carson walked away and it was a huge deal because, well, it was obvious. David Letterman is the guy in waiting to do the Tonight Show. They didn't give it to him. They gave it to Jay Leno. And so there are stories about Jay Leno, by the way, where he literally is like hiding in closets listening to execs talk. Like, because he was that much of a, and I'll say this in a negative way, like, that dude grinded and hustled like you wouldn't believe. And he ends up getting it. So Letterman leaves, goes to CBS, and had the superior show, in my opinion, for a long, long time. But that spot means a lot. I mean, Colbert's been doing it for more than 10 years. You're 10 or 11 right now, and they're ultimately getting rid of the show. Just a wild situation. But it's also, to me, it's a huge part of the changing landscape where the thing that they want, the younger viewer, the like Toby's and Ryan's and people your age, none of you guys are sitting down going, oh, I wonder who's on Letterman.
Yeah.
You it's clips this, it's stream that, it's free.com or whatever Ryan uses to watch, you know, Nova Scotian tennis or whatever the hell he does in his domicile. But like, they're not getting the viewership that they're after in certain situations. And everybody wants to do a political thing. Sorry, not here. You can yell at whoever you want. Simply saying, late night is changing. They don't do Friday night shows anymore. Like, this is just a different world, dude.
I've never watched these, to your point. Never watched it. I've never watched Stephen Colbert. I didn't watch Letterman. I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. I don't watch, take your pick, Jimmy Fallon. I don't watch any of these things. I see clips from time to time.
You see clips.
I think that sometimes those are fun. But,
well, Ariana Grande played beer pong with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, like, do you think I'm going to watch an hour of that on a nightly basis? No, I watch the little five-minute clip of, oh, the funny story that Matthew McConaughey told or whatever. I'll watch that, but I'm not going to watch a full show. So, yeah, it's definitely a changing landscape. And, you know, unfortunately, it spells the end for Colbert for, and not just Colbert, but that entire show, which is just crazy to think about with the history of that show.
Yeah, so he'll do something. I mean, he was so good after Jon Stewart's show. I forget, it's not the Daily Show, and then whatever his was. I'm blanking. I don't know if it was the Stephen Colbert show.
I think
whatever
it was just Colbert.
It was just Colbert, yeah. But that show was hilarious. So he'll find something to do. He's really talented, and he'll figure it out. But just, again, just kind of crazy to me that that's the case. Toby brought this up. I'm going to give you a chance to kind of explain your viewpoint. I actually think it's really intriguing. We'll went off the field at 3:45. But before then, is the timing of all this a little tone deaf? We'll explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.